Well, good morning. It's 18 minutes after 8 a.m. and you're tuned into Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. I have a couple of rowdy guests here this morning. So Jan Lovett and Sarah Jordan are in the studio to talk about the Ocean Wave Quilters Guild's upcoming annual quilt show. Welcome to Morning Edition.
Good morning.
Good morning, Melissa.
Let's talk about the particulars of this. It's going to be held May 5th. Well, that's when it starts, and
yes.
It's going to run until the 17th, and it'll be up at Centennial Hall. How long have you been doing this? It's one of the things I know my family looks forward to every year.
The poster says 32 years. We're going to trust that.
Well, that's a very long run, and how have you seen this change over the years?
The first time I went to the quilt show, the quilts were hung in the being remodeled Russian Bishop's house with the old rough-hewn logs and a lot less quilts. It was very interesting. We had to troop up and down the steps and in and out of jacks and things. But then it moved to the Centennial Building. And I think the thing that's changed the most is just that we don't have any repeats of any quilts. That's our main one rule, really, is that you can't put a quilt in the show if it's ever been in the show before. So you, when
except
you,
now we're all getting old enough that we might have forgotten that we've put a quilt in the show.
Well, how many quilts will be up for this quilt show?
I think we're at 82 or 83.
That's a lot of quilts. And there's a great variety in size and theme. Can you talk a bit about what folks can expect?
Well,
beautiful
we have quilts.
Yes.
With some heart-wrenching stories. I just got through typing all the stories for the quilts, and I'm sitting at my computer and little tears are running down my cheeks. There's some very, very touching stories. And I'm anxious. I haven't seen the quilts that these stories go with. So, you know, take enough time to see the show that you can read the stories.
Do you think you can share maybe a couple of synopses?
No.
Okay. That's fine. That just, you know,
no, actually, you know, it's quilts. We have some very first quilts, you know, made with T-shirts. A young lady is leaving Sitka and she doesn't want to be homesick. So she made a quilt with a bunch of her T-shirts so she can take a piece of Sitka with her. We have somebody who is reconnecting with family members and with a young family member and did a quilt based on the child's artwork. And the artwork will also be there on display with the quilt. Don't cry. We promised each other we were not going to cry this morning. You know, quilts, you know, come from the heart. They really do. And it is hard not to get emotional sometimes when you know, especially as a quilter, you know what has gone into that quilt in lots of different levels.
There's also just so much skill that goes into quilting. I feel like it is maybe one of the least appreciated art forms. When you go to the art show, I've noticed, of the quilt show, you really look closely, you start to realize just, you know, how much artistry is involved in this.
I think one thing that people that aren't quilters should look at is any quilt that has curved lines in it, because that your sewing machine wants to make a straight line, and you know, a lot of the traditional quilt blocks are based on squares and rectangles and triangles, and when you see something that has curved lines in it, that's a whole nother level of difficulty.
And we do have a number of antique quilts in the show that some of our members and some community members have collected or have been in their family. So there'll be some quilts in the show that are 80 to 100 years old, and some of them are entirely hand-pieced, which means the material is sewn together, and then it is hand-quilted. No machines involved. Those of us who live in a faster-paced world tend to do a whole lot more of our quilting on our machines so that we can get on to the next one.
I always think, too, since I'm at an age where my eyesight is not what it used to be, that some of those old quilts were probably done not with electric lights, after the farm work was done, and maybe by candlelight or oil lamp. So it just makes you appreciate it all the more.
Yeah. So this year, our theme is celebrating the women in our lives. And so you'll see a number of theme quilts that reflect that, whether it's a group of women working together on a quilt for a cause or a purpose, whether it's like there's one quilt that I think there's four generations of women in the family that it started with one generation, it got worked on with the next generation, it finally got finished with the third generation and then passed on to the fourth generation. So there's some really nice tie-ins with kind of celebrating this art form as an art form and the connections it gives us to the past.
Going into the exhibit as simply a patron of the art of quilting, what do you urge people to notice? How do you suggest they move through these 80-some-odd quilts?
I like to go several times, and some people may not be able to do that, but the first time I like to go and just wander through rather quickly and just get the wow factor of that first impression. And then maybe the second time, I like to take my camera and I see quilts that are like, oh, I really like that color combination or that pattern, and I want to record, you know, put that in my idea book. And maybe that time and the next time, I will really seriously read and digest the stories, and it makes you appreciate them even more.
It is kind of a multi-trip thing, and there's no charge. So you have a lunch hour, come down to the quilt show, and you can't bring your food in, but come down and spend. You have 20 minutes in between something. Just come and wander through there. We will have tourists coming in as soon as the boats show up, and they're always just totally amazed and impressed. And we also tour all the first grade and second grade classes through the show with their classes before the quilt show opens up to the public in the morning, so they get a special showing time. And it, for me, that's like my, because I usually host a couple of classes, and for me that's like my next time to see the show, and I get to see it through little 5 and 7 year old eyes, which is totally different than my very ancient eyes of what they see and what they pick up in a quilt, and they always teach me something new.
What's the experience of quilters moving through the show as opposed to general public?
I'm always surprised. There's two things that pop into my mind. One is quilters have what's called a stash, and it would be equivalent to a painter's set of paints. And you need to develop a large stash so that you have a lot of...
Or so we tell our significant others.
Yes. And when you see someone who has used a fabric that is in your stash, it is a very special... It's like,
I have that fabric. I used mine. Oh, now I have a new idea. So we go through it and just get totally inspired by what our fellow quilters are doing.
The other thing is there's people in town that you learn to develop. You learn their colors that they use. We had a quilter that moved away, Dee West, and she used to use the most beautiful combinations of earth tones. And since I'm a blue person, you know, that was out of my comfort zone, and I would go like, oh, that is so beautiful how she did that. I wish I could use those colors. But you could almost go around the corner and see a quilt and go like, that's Dee West.
So quilters have footprints.
Yes.
Absolutely. Definitely have a style that you can identify once you see their work in a number of places, a number of times.
You know, it seems to me quilting has always been, to varying degrees, a community activity. And the quilt show seems to be another way of incorporating that sense into what you folks do at the Guild.
There will be several quilts that Guild members have made as a group. We have one, it's called our Quilt for a Cure quilt. We make a quilt together every year, about 30 of us work on it, and then give it to the Sitka Cancer Support Group to raffle off. The money stays in town, and they give $500 mini grants to people and families that are experiencing cancer. And
to date, that raffle has raised $40,000. We've been doing it now with the cancer survivors for 11 years, mm-hmm. I think.
The power of quilts.
The power of quilts. It is pretty amazing.
Well, you know, we have just a couple more minutes. Can you talk briefly about the Guild, what it is you do, and how prospective members could join?
Well, we have our last meeting of the year on May, I have to look at a calendar, 6th. Oh, you just have April up? May 6th, mm-hmm. I think that's Tuesday. It starts at 7 o'clock at Grace Harbor Church across from C-Mart. We have a salad potluck at 6, which anybody is welcome to join us. You don't even have to bring a salad because we always make too much food. And so it'll be our last meeting of the year, and then we'll start meeting again in September. It's the first Tuesday of every month. And it's just celebrating the camaraderie of quilters. We have three different charity projects that we work on throughout the year. We have the Quilt for a Cure. We have Quilting from the Heart, which we give quilts to various public service agencies in town. And we help the public health nurses with their baby quilt project. We have a scholarship auction that raises money to give scholarships to high school seniors here in town. We do lots and lots of local stuff. Plus, we get to quilt, and we have an avenue for our mania.
And a big part of the meeting is show and tell time, where people show the quilts that they've just finished,
or hope to just finish.
The first meeting that I went to, I came home and I told my husband. I said, I think I could cut a 12-inch square of a piece of fabric and hold it up at the next meeting, and say, I'm thinking of using this fabric in a quilt, and everybody would go, oh, lovely, lovely.
So it is a very, very fun group, and I encourage anybody to come and join us on the first Tuesdays of the month. We have our last one in May, and then we'll start again in September.
Is there a phone number anybody could call if they're thinking about it?
They can call me at home, 747-3653.
Okay, wonderful.
And if my sewing machine's not humming along too much, I will hear the phone and answer it.
Just one thing. You don't have to have experience with quilting to join, do you?
Oh, gosh, no. You can be a quilter wannabe. You can be a quilt enthusiast. You can just want to come and see really cool show and tell because you really miss that about being five and in kindergarten.
Okay, wonderful. Anything else you'd like to add?
Come to the quilt show. We have a lovely Mother's Day tea on Mother's Day. So anybody who's out there thinking, oh, my gosh, what can I do for mom? Take her to the quilt show. There's tea and cookies. It'll take you off the hook for having to do something nice at home.
All righty. Well, thank you so much for joining me.
Thanks for having us today. Come see the quilts.
Thanks, Melissa.
The Ocean Wave Guild annual quilt show is coming up. Starts May 5th, runs through the 17th, and it's up at Centennial Hall in the exhibit room.